Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to Season 96, Episode 1 of Der Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. I just spit across the room. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say, officially, off the top, hey, fuck Coke Industries and fuck you. Fox News. It's Monday, August 19th, 2019. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. my boyfriend's Jack, and he's gonna be in trouble.
Bail.
That is courtesy of Christy Yamaguchi Main, and I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Podcast! Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here it goes. I am Miles!
Whoa.
God.
Okay, I'm gonna fast forward to.
I've got hot takes I share with strategies, cause I have to answer to Her Majesty. No, wow. No.
Okay, thank you. Beautiful. To Beth at Curiosity Mod for that En Vogue AKA. That's right, this week I'm looking for En Vogue AKAs because I'm washed and old. And also, thank you for misspelling my name in the tweet. I'm not offended by it at all. It's M I L E S.
Why? She spelled it with a Y?
Why did she do that?
I don't know, man. That's what people always want to spell my wife's name in weird ways.
Yeah, really?
Well, like not. They just think she doesn't have the standard spelling. I don't know why. I think people think non-white people have weird names.
I feel like I see so many odd spellings of Lindsay.
Right.
I've seen like ones that have blown my mind.
Yeah. Well, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the one, the only. One of the carvers of Mount Zeitmoor. She is Anna Hosier!
Hello.
The energy.
How you feeling this morning?
She's vibrating.
Not great.
This is the earliest we've ever recorded the Daily Zeitgeist. You might be able to hear it in some of our voices.
Our voices, yeah.
We are still in Orlando. Our flight, we're trapped here.
Yeah.
Hopefully we make it back by tomorrow's episode.
We're making the most of it.
Yeah, snowstorm hit Orlando.
Anna, your energy right now, in a word, is electric.
Why do you have a Band-Aid on, Jack?
What happened?
So, went for a jog yesterday, and I'm
struck by lightning.
In his arm.
By the way, I like Shireen's description of the lightning as thick-cut lightning, because it really is very thick down
like
here.
Like bacon.
Thick-cut lightning.
Yeah, in Florida, it's really like...
Steak lightning.
It's bars.
Apple, it's like steak fries.
Bars of lightning. So I went for a jog, and this completely flat surface just jumped up out of nowhere tripped me. I fell
in Orlando
and did like
there she goes. She's checking.
And did like three tumbles, like you know when a car like crashes and it just keeps like rolling. You're like, wait, it can't keep rolling.
How
can
much
it?
Momentum?
Yeah, that's what I did. Anyways,
you shouldn't have seen the. I think there's. I've never heard you laugh like this. Is that a real laugh, or are you turning it on for the mic?
That is not what I was expecting you to tell me.
Yeah, it
was
really
bad. You broke up a robbery or something.
Yeah.
These tourists were getting strong armed.
Yeah. No, I'm getting old. Where I have drop foot, which is a bad sign.
The sweat was the best when on our way to the thing.
My God.
I met you in the lobby, and I'm like, you all right, dude? And he's like, I just went for a jog outside. I'm like, why?
Yeah, it takes me at least 2 hours to stop sweating from exercise.
Did you take a cold shower when you get back to try and counteract it?
Nah, because those are uncomfortable.
And I like the warm, cuddly water.
I like to feel warm, like I'm being hugged by the shower.
Yeah, but if you're that hot, a cold shower feels amazing.
All right. Anyways, Anna, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners just a couple of the things we're talking about today. We're talking about a lot of things. We're going to talk about why the right is so mean to the consumers of their media, why they just like loot them. We're going to talk about Greenland and the president of the United States, I think Donald Trump. We're going to talk about Trump rally at the end of last week. We're going to talk about a Trump recession that might be coming, how he's going to try and pass that off. We're talking, this is not a Trump-free Monday, let's put it that way. We're going to talk about the latest Fox News poll, which is not looking great for El Presidente. And we're going to talk about this story that came out in BuzzFeed that is crazy and infuriating about insurance companies teaming up with police and basically like paying police to investigate people for insurance fraud. And it's fucked up, man.
Sounds like it's on the level, man.
Yeah.
I also saw an infuriating BuzzFeed article last night that said, funny, crazy, random, out of nowhere texts friends have sent.
Oh.
And I was like, this is not
so this is infuriating. This is
a little different kind of infuriating.
Yeah, this is the BuzzFeed news. So there's three different, there's two different.
BuzzFeed news as well.
It was, all right, well, before we get to any of that, Anna.
Crazy emails from Ariel Sharon you never saw coming. What?
That would be amazing if all their like really hard hitting news shit was framed like their like the headlines were written by.
You won't believe what this white nationalist just pulled
in El Paso.
Whoa! What? BuzzFeed, what the fuck?
All right, but first we like to ask our guest Anna. You might know this. We like to ask our guest what's something from your search history. It's revealing about who you are.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on this segment. No, could you imagine? I was like, no.
I mean, nah.
No.
Nah, fam.
In my search history, this is very insider, Ivan Kurzlavic, Australia's Got Talent.
Okay. I like where this
is going.
That's
insider for whom?
If you watch
Australian.
For Australian.
If you watch Bachelor in Paradise Australia.
Oh, okay, got it.
Or The Bachelorette Australia. So there's this guy who's on Bachelor Australia first. And then he went to BIP Bachelor in Paradise for me, you know.
Yeah. Now, you put your answers in the doc. Are you misspelling his name?
No.
That's his name?
That's just that's another level.
So many consonants in a row.
So this guy, he's about 6'7".
What, are you doing old comedy from the 40s?
Yeah, that's...
Was that a real name?
Wow.
Try some culture, Jack. But he's
KRS-Love.
He's about 6'7". He considers himself the Channing Tatum of Australia.
Okay.
In the sense that he's like a Magic Mike style dancer.
Mm.
He's a 6'7" stripper?
He's not a stripper. He's just more like his dream is to be like a Step Up dancer.
What's this? What do you mean?
Like Step Up the movie?
Oh, like Step Up to
like
the Streets?
Like Channing Tatum, yeah.
Or Step Up to the Streets.
Like,
what's the
he
emphasis?
He wants to just be like a fucking like pop and lock and he is one. But he's the corniest one I've ever seen in my life.
No.
And he uses it. He'll be like, for one, in The Bachelorette, he'd be like, girl, I actually did I did a routine for you. If you could just like sit there, I'll dance for you. And most of the time he's dancing to no music.
And, oh, wow.
And it's insane. And then like in Bachelor in Paradise, he's like so frustrated with like this situation with this girl and this guy. Like he's like in like a, this guy's like, I want to ask out your girl. And he's like, oh, you're my friend, man. And then he goes, he's like, just, I need a minute. I just need to go like dance this off.
No.
And he goes and he's like got headphones on and he's like dancing by himself in front of like a sunset. It's
beautiful.
It's the most
now.
Insane thing I've ever seen.
No,
of,
it's
like,
beautiful.
He truly believes he's the most suave, like badass dancer. Like he's like told the girl, like, I need about 5 years, right? In 5 years, I'm going to, or not even like 5 years. I think at that time, it was like a few years ago. He's like, give me a few years. I will be Channing Tatum. First, you have to go to Atlanta because all the dancers go to Atlanta. And then I will have made it.
Is that where Channing
Give me 5 years.
I don't know. I don't know where the dancing.
And I will be making $23,000 a year busking.
Yeah, exactly. And apparently he went on Australia's Got Talent. And the clip, it's wild.
He has no talent.
I mean, he's got talent, but he's a 6'7 dancer. So he just looks
gangly.
Like, he just looks like he's too big.
Like he knows
big.
How to do the moves. He just can't put, he like puts them together in a weird way.
I'll show you guys the video. It's okay. Just very it kills me. And if you
like
guys
he's not
watch
motivated by the music
to like the Australians. Not... No, he's definitely motivated. You'll see. I'll show you.
Okay.
I'll put in the footnotes so you guys can really watch this.
It's kind of amazing, like, because speaking of Footloose, Kevin Bacon's character at one point, thank you. At one point he like goes into a warehouse and like because he's mad and like just dances it
right,
off.
Right, right, yeah.
And I never thought that, like, this is the first I've ever heard of that actually happening.
Right, but he probably saw that and he's like, that's what you should do when you're a dancer. You gotta just
get off some steam.
That's a movie.
Yeah.
And he, yeah.
Also, Kevin Bacon is dancing most of the time to no music because the music is in his car.
Hell yeah.
He just slams the doors behind him. Anyways, what is something that you think is overrated, Hosnier?
I think I'm gonna go with like Tuscany.
Explain.
Where's that?
It's in Italy.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I mean like it's
I think
fine.
Enough said. Yeah.
I just think like certain people like really play it up.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I guess like God's land or something.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Well, I for one will not be baited into such. such. What the fuck are you doing, dude?
What are you doing to me?
What the fuck? It's.
I don't understand why you're acting like that.
What's the Russell Crowe movie? It
Gladiator?
Is like.
What?
The Russell Crowe movie where he like goes to Tuscany.
Under the Tuscan
like,
Sun?
Under the Tuscan Sun, yeah.
That's actually a great movie.
Oh, fuck you.
That's a great movie. You know what I would say? Underrated? Under the Tuscan Sun. Yeah.
It's like.
How can the place be overrated if the whole fucking movie you like is based there?
Right.
I don't understand the logic.
But a great thing that is totally ruined by a whack movie. I guess. And I'm just taking your word for it that it's great.
No, it really is great. I went through one of those phases where I watched all those like kind of like older women love romance movies.
Wait, Russell Crowe isn't in Under the Tuscan Sun, is he?
There's a Russell Crowe.
Yeah, that's Diane Lane.
Crowe.
That's who you're confusing Russell Crowe with.
Dude, I was thinking
Diane
about
Lane.
Gladiator when
Russell
he's running
Crowe
his fingers.
Russell Crowe Tuscany movie is called A Good Year.
Oh, wait, what's the fuck is that
about? It's just
about
him having a good year.
Okay, that's overrated.
That sounds like my life, dude.
Directed
Hell yeah.
A romantic comedy directed and produced by the person who you've always wanted to see direct and produce a romantic comedy, Ridley Scott.
Oh, wow.
stars Russell Crowe, Marion Cotillard. Nailed that pronunciation. Uh-huh. What's with that last name?
Oh,
am
boy.
I right?
Here we go.
Cotillard?
Am I right, Patriots?
Right. Anyways.
Ridley Scott. So,
Speak
I mean,
American.
It might as well have been Gladiator then.
Yeah, it's loosely based on the 2004 novel
Gladiator.
The same name. And
Gladiator.
By Gladiator.
Yeah. By Turbo from American Gladiators.
What is something you think is underrated, Anna?
I'm going to go with a hot take. Orlando cocaine.
Wow.
You
what
thought
do you mean?
Orlando cocaine was going to be good?
No, that's my underrated. It is good. It's better than good.
So you're serious right now?
No.
You do cocaine in Orlando? No, let's put that on there.
Well, okay, so I went to a few theme parks, right? And in order to hit them all,
okay,
in the amount of time we were here,
mm-hmm.
I had to ask.
You had one to ask of the Goofy at Disney.
No, no, I asked one of the other conference. There's like 15 conferences happening right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So I hit up the IRS dudes. I was like, come on, man.
They're holding.
You're not allowed into the city of Orlando if you don't have a lanyard around your neck. Yeah.
It is kind of fascinating.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, we're in God's country.
But anyway, the IRS dudes didn't have any, so I hit up the pharmaceuticals. The guy. There was also a pharmaceutical convention. So
you thought you went to the IRS first?
Yeah, they
party.
They're stealing.
That's probably
money.
True. Yeah. Who do you think? Like, what convention do you think parties the hardest?
Real estate, probably.
Yeah.
Real estate or advertising.
Yeah.
Because
I would say podcasting.
Anything. I think podcasters pretty tame. Pretty right. tame. Not a lot of wild ones.
Not
in the
at
bunch.
The iHeart party, man.
Woo!
The podcast industry turned up.
But like,
yeah. By the way, the heads want to see you, Jack.
Yeah, Mr. Breakdancer.
Yeah. Well. You know,
you cleared the floor out to do a routine. Yeah.
Yeah. What is a myth? What's something people think is true, you know, to be false?
You know what? This one I'm quite proud of. But you can't clog a hotel toilet.
Uh-huh.
Ah.
Is that based on
something going on?
So what stories are we talking about today?
That myth. Because I believe most hotel toilets to have industrial flushing power that could probably suck a baby through.
Yeah. I think a lot of children
but you're
have
saying
been lost that way.
That's a myth.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a specific hotel that you think? No,
you know.
Okay.
We got to get to the stories, you know?
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Fair enough.
Great.
I think you clogged a toilet here is what I'm going to take
That's what I'm getting.
Let's also, just say the man who delivered my cake seconds after was not pleased.
Dry heaved on his way out. I would say that the toilets in this hotel are interesting. I flushed it this morning and I had like a Bellagio hotel fountain situation.
Just shoot up?
Yeah. It was like Vesuvius.
They're trying
sounds
something.
Beautiful.
Poosuvius.
Were there lights?
Well, it was only for number one, so full disclosure.
Okay.
So don't ask what the stains are on the ceiling.
One of the clearest pieces of evidence, so it's something that I look at every now and then. I think I've talked about the fact that I am on the Breitbart News mailing list, mm-hmm. just to kind of keep an eye on what they're up to. And a lot of the emails are just scam emails. Just here's one I got the other day. A special message from Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, great.
Picture of Bill O'Reilly with a silver coin, like a giant silver coin behind him. And it says, "Dear fellow Americans, some experts say a recession could be on the way. With all the turbulence in the world, it's important to consider putting a portion of what you have earned into an asset that is historically safe, gold and silver." So these are like these old person, like financial scam. Like they're just looting the elderly, essentially, because that's who watches them.
I just found a website called Bill O'Reilly's Precious Metals, and it sounds like he has a whole career in getting you to invest in gold.
Dude, yeah. It also sounds
or
like
you want
written
a Bitcoin
by
IRA.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah, Bill.
Also sounds like it was written by like an angry ex-wife. Bill what? O'Reilly's
precious metals. So precious he forgets his anniversary.
Right. There's also an article in the New Republic recently about nutraceuticals, and it asks the question why this
Do y'all
scam
think they work.
Right. Why are they so good at making you have amazing brain power that lasts all day? Why are all the top sellers of nutraceuticals right-wing media? I didn't realize Joe Rogan is a nutraceutical guy.
But that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't think he was that far
Chill?
Gone.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't think he was that
I think
cool.
it's, well, because, like, I think inherently, right, like, a lot of conservatives already have this feeling of, like, waning power. So, right. like, anything that's like, hey, man, fucking let's go back to caveman fucking times
right.
where our fucking bodies were robust and powerful.
Well, but they were talking about the fact that, like, some of the images on the nutraceutical, like, marketing material are actually, like, an exact match of like a drawing from Marxist material about what capitalism was going to do to us. Like it has like gears and stuff, and like it's basically a human turning into a machine.
Like an automaton, right?
Yeah, an automaton, and like just how, you know, you're going to lose your humanity. And these nutraceutical like marketing materials are people doing that, and they're like, you're going to be so sick, you're going to be a fucking machine, yeah. Bro.
A fucking capitalist machine, man.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
They want us to lose our humanity?
No. So Marx was warning that that will happen if we go further down the road of capitalism.
It's happening.
And it's happening. They're bragging about it with the nutraceuticals. And it's basically one of the theories put forward by the article is that, you know, the reason it's a right-wing thing is because it's all about making you a better capitalist, like
money-making
machine. And you know, when you think about it, it's a pretty bleak ethos. Like American right wingers are basically like, it's a meritocracy, and if you're not making money, that's on you, bro.
Right. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, you got to make yourself a better earner for your family or you're a fucking loser. And so like,
oh man,
one of the people in the article said like the left wing is a little bit more skeptical about the relationship between labor and employer.
Right.
And so they wouldn't take as kindly to a product that is all about like making you better employee.
Right. You know? That's why we're like, let's smoke weed and be fucked up at work.
Right. Yeah. Well, exactly.
I guess like he wrote in here, but on the left wing, the people who sell this bullshit, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah. There's only one, and it's Gwyneth Paltrow. And
well, I guess it's all different versions, right? Because I guess the other, like the holistic, you know, pseudoscience stuff is the, like the left's version of nutraceuticals, but it's like for a much more like, you know, it feels more fantastic and whimsical.
You want to know what Gwyneth Paltrow's nutraceutical is called?
What?
Nerd Alert.
No, it isn't.
Yes. Because it's like, oh, you want to use your brain, nerd? Well, this will make you more alert, dork.
I like the right's version is fucking caveman power. Like, right. I think that was one of the Alex Jones one, like right. Caveman brain force or something. Yeah. And then left is fucking nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
Squirrel
fucking
alert.
Dork. You want to do good at work, you nerd? Anyways.
anyways.
Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Majors presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back, and let's talk about Greenland.
Greenland is a semi, mostly autonomous part of Denmark.
Mm-hmm. Frozen, mostly.
Yeah, well, if you see some of the videos, it looks like it's also fucking like a slushy melting in the sun right now. It's very terrifying. But anyway, the reason why it's been coming up in the news is because Donald Trump thinks like countries are like distressed businesses that you could just like offer to buy things, like a country. And the Wall Street Journal was reporting that he's been constantly talking about buying Greenland. So this is from this.
And this is like behind the scenes, right?
Yes,
it's not like
meetings.
A media play where he's like, this is a funny thing to say. This is him being like.
This is one of those things that you see come out where he's like not saying it publicly, but aides are like, he's asking this shit out loud.
Right. Like in meetings. Like yeah. We come in with something about the economy and he derails the meeting talking about how he wants to buy a country.
Literally says, Mr. Trump has asked advisors whether the U.S. can acquire Greenland. Listened with interest when they discuss its abundant resources and geopolitical importance. And according to two of the people, he asked his White House counsel to look into the idea. So he got the lawyers to look into it. Some of his advisors have supported the concept, saying it was a good economic play. Two of the people said, while others dismissed it as a fleeting fascination that will never come to fruition. And then so basically, you know, after this story developed, the like government of Greenland was like, yeah, look, we're looking like a cool adventure sports destination. We're open for business, but we are not for fucking sale. Please go the fuck away.
Now, that raises like, how does a modern country like acquire, like how did Alaska become a part of the United States in the 50s? Like the United States did not like invade them and militarily make them a part of the country. Is it just like they vote to become a part of the country? This is probably revealing how stupid I am, but
it's a, we got it from the Russians.
Right.
So I think it was, I don't know if there was like, let's see. Oh, we bought it for $7.2 million.
Oh, so you can buy it.
Yeah.
Oh,
Trump, but it was just through a treaty and they're like, all
right,
fine.
Right.
Pull up with the cash.
They
and,
had a hashtag Alaskan vote. Like Brexit.
Oh, right.
Alaskan or out.
There you go.
Yeah.
She's back.
Alaska out would be the Brexit equivalent.
Yeah.
No, it would be
Alaska in or out.
Alaska exit.
All right.
Anna's. Did you take your nerd alert this morning?
You don't take it, you inject it.
You freebase it.
$7.2 million is a really good price for Alaska, by the way.
It's actually pretty good for a country.
It's our biggest country. Yeah. Or it's our biggest state by a mile. Like, not by a mile, by a large degree. Yeah. Large margin.
I think we overpaid.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
I was in Ketchikan, Alaska.
Is this the new Tuscany?
No. I did. I went on an Alaskan cruise with my grandparents like a few years ago, and I was like, maybe. I love cruise ships, though. And I ate a lot of crab. I'll just say that.
Crab?
Shout out to Alaska. No, crab.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Alaska and their bountiful seas.
Mm. Briefly, on Friday, or I guess Thursday night, there was a Trump rally. And just as we watched a little bit of the coverage together, and he really seems like he's trying to like pump himself up, like talk himself into the idea that he is going to win. Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird. It's so transparent. Like it's not real confidence. It's really like that scene in like the end of Boogie Nights where Dirk Diggler's like, being like, you're a big fucking star, man.
Yeah.
Whoa, dude, things got dark.
Yeah.
He's really, just that one point, he was like threatening people's 401ks.
Yeah.
He's like, your 401ks, be gone.
You have no choice but to vote for me because if you don't vote for me, your 401ks going down the tubes.
What?
Yeah. Well,
that's one way to motivate.
His reasons, like the arguments he's using to convince himself that people are going to vote for him are pretty thin, man. They're like, the stock market went up the day after he got elected, and so therefore it would go down the day after if he didn't get elected. And then Joe Biden has rallies that are less fun than his, and he does like a Joe Biden impression where he like does a hangdog thing. And then his only thing about Elizabeth Warren, he was like, I did the Pocahontas thing, nailed her.
Hit her pretty hard.
Remember when I said that really sick thing about Pocahontas? Hard. He was like, maybe I did it too early, but that's all right. I'll say it again.
I can bring it back.
Yeah.
There's a woman who like literally did like the yeesh face like in the background.
Yeah.
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, when you look at everything, right, and how his policies have putting the economy in a very interesting situation, a lot of people are speculating that, look, if the economy begins to tank, like in the midst of the campaign for his reelection, it's going to be fucking lights out, or probably because that's like the one thing he's able to be like, well, the economy is doing okay, at least.
Right.
Like everything else is in shambles, but as a society, but money. And I think when you look at everything that's happening, and most analysts are predicting some form of a recession to hit between 10 or 20 months, it could hit during the election, it could be before, it could hit fucking during the inauguration of whoever the next president is, or maybe it will be Trump. He's starting to sort of realize he's running out of the tools to kind of fake juice the economy.
Right.
And that's sort of the thing. And he's going to have to own this recession because he came in. He didn't come in to fix shit. He came into a very healthy economy. Like the stats were like between 2010 and 2017, January 2017, right when Trump was sworn in, the economy created 16.1 million jobs.
Right.
5 million have been added under Trump. The unemployment rate had been cut by more than half. And then as of June 2009, when the recession ended, the expansion had been underway for 91 months. So, you know, everything that he inherited was healthy. So anything that is fucked up, he will have to own. However, we know that he would never take any kind of ownership of any sort of faltering economy because he's gone from blaming the fake news media to the Fed. Like he's really trying to set up like fall people like to just be like, no, it was because of that. It was because of the media or some shit. People also point to like the tax cuts. Yes, gave a quick boost.
Mm-hmm.
But it was temporary.
Yeah.
And now the IRS is like, yo, like we have not, we're seeing really low revenues from taxes because of these cuts.
Sugar rush.
Yeah. And then plus the China thing, that's also just terrible policy. And like, Robert Reich is like, look, you have like the two largest economies fucking fighting each other.
Right.
This is not good for anyone.
Right.
And then add to that, like the other five economies around the world that are looking a little bit recession-y.
The only people I hear saying like actually what he's doing is really helping are people whose financial interests are tied to like big corporations,
right?
Because you get richer by having somebody in there who's just doing shit to make rich people richer. That's really like the only people you hear that, and then like Trump apologists. So I think one of the reasons he might be shook, and he did seem the most shook by Elizabeth Warren, like he was just going through and rattling off everybody, and then he didn't really have anything to say about her, even though she's the one who, the Democratic candidate, who is making the most news because her polls are going up quite a bit. But a Fox News poll came out and found Trump with 39% support among registered voters. Among registered voters in head-to-head matchups against Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Biden. In all of them, he was like between 38 and 39% support with them, and they were at like 48 to 45.
Yeah.
So they're all fucking smoking him.
He loses by 12 to Biden, then like 9 and to Sanders, I think 6 to Harris and Warren. Yeah, I mean, like, he can't crack 38%.
Yeah.
And I think, but that's what the fear of a third-party candidate is because if you can get to, like, if it's like a six-point difference,
right?
Maybe you can splinter off that little bit with a, you know, fucking Jill Stein-type candidate. I would be also pumping myself up in the mirror, too.
Right.
If you're looking at this because, on top of that, there's like a majority of Americans are saying that like Donald Trump is creating an atmosphere where there will be more mass shootings.
Right.
So there's a lot of people, they already have a lot of anxiety tied to his presidency. But yeah, I mean, the supporters, it's like we've always seen, that's pretty much where it is.
Right.
40% of the country is absolutely racist.
Did you see that Amnesty International issued a travel warning to coming to America?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for shootings. Yeah, they're like, guess what? Now America's dangerous.
And I think even like Uruguay, they were like, yo, if you go there, it's not looking good for like brown people either.
Yeah. Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and one other kind of interesting stat they talked about is Trump, you know, ran against Clinton and they both had really negative perceptions, and when it was a head-to-head matchup between people who viewed them both negatively, people were like, well, we already know what happens with Clinton, so right, let's give Trump a shot. Like, what's the worst that could happen, basically? And
we found out,
and now people, when asked that same question, because that is like an actual thing people polled about, like, if you have negative perceptions of both candidates, who do you side with? And they did the same thing with Biden, and they said Biden is destroying him. Yeah, 3-1. People are like, well, Biden is a absent-minded loser.
Wow. Lightweight. Look at him. He's so old.
Let's talk about insurance companies, guys.
They get a bad rap.
Yeah. Let's leave them alone. State Farm, Farmers, Erie, which is apparently a car insurer. So there's an article in BuzzFeed, it's actually BuzzFeed News. It's an investigative report where it looks into this practice. It feels a little bit like the relationship between doctors and pharmaceutical companies. It's the relationship between local police forces and insurance companies. Basically, you know, insurance companies are these huge multi-billion dollar companies. So in America, they're going to have a shitload of power. And in the early 90s, they made a couple changes. So they realized that they were losing money to fraud claims. There a study came out that said 1 in 10 insurance claims was fraud. Experts think that is a wild over-exaggeration, but they still, like, that was...
What do they think it's closer to?
They didn't give... They're just like
10% people, is ridiculous. Yeah,
10%, they say, is probably not true.
Which is funny because 100% of these companies are a scam.
Right. It's an internal study for the insurance industry.
Right, to be like, this is a problem.
Yeah. So to address that problem, and it's succeeded, it's made them like way more profitable, they did two things. They pushed this legislation where people aren't able to sue insurance companies who accuse them of fraud. So basically, they can accuse people of fraud, mm-hmm, and, you know, basically bankrupt people. Like a lot of people end up like homeless or, you know, just, you know, out on their ass.
Death by court fees, basically.
Yeah, death by court fees. You know, if you're a contractor, then like being accused of insurance fraud, which is one of the stories they tell, like the person lost his job and like lost all this work. He had like 50 employees and he had to fire most of them. But
because he was wrongly accused of fraud?
Because he was wrongly accused of fraud. Because
what was the claim that he had? And they're like, no, that's fraud.
The way he worked was people would come to him to fix stuff. And the reason he was really popular is because he would deal with the insurance companies.
Got
basically
it.
Go and adjudicate the situation with the insurance companies. And he had a relationship with them. So, you know, he figured he could do it more effectively than like letting the people themselves deal with the insurance companies. But because he was, you know, getting paid out on so many insurance claims, the insurance companies were like, this is not good. This is a money loser for us. So let's take this guy down.
Him. Yeah. And so they wrongly accuse him of fraud. And then
they wrongly accuse him of fraud. And they, in some cases, the insurance companies are providing the evidence to the police officers. And like, it's a report on like arson or something. They'll be like, yeah, there's traces of gasoline and fire accelerants in this fire. Like you need to like accuse this guy. He started the fire
charge
himself.
Them of fraud or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, hashtag Medicare for all.
But the evidence that they're providing them is coming from their own, like,
from their own biased investigation.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And it's not from a fucking even a law enforcement investigation. Like, hey, we say there's proof of this.
Right. So the other thing the insurance companies are doing is they're subsidizing local law enforcement. They're giving them money to hire investigators for insurance fraud, because right. it used to be a thing that like law enforcement just didn't have the bandwidth for. So sure. like when an insurance fraud claim came in, they were like, well, we don't really have the time or energy. So the insurance industry started investing in these investigators and like providing law enforcement with them. And it became this like cozy, like pay for play. Like we give your police department like a bunch of money and allow you to hire these investigators. And in return, like you use our data, you
to charge these people,
you help us wow. charge these people with fraud. And it's just, it's really like they don't have a lot of stats, but it seems like there's a lot of false positives. An expert on the situation said it's kind of the equivalent of tuna nets catching dolphins. It's like, yeah, you're going to catch some fraudulent claims, but you're also catching a lot of real people, and you're like destroying honest people who spent money and like to trust your company.
Yeah, to be insured. And then just because they're like, oh, we're losing money, we're going to accuse you of fraud. And are they just like celebrating?
Yeah, yeah. So people are then losing their job because they're arrested. Like this, right. this one woman, like she wasn't even a contractor. It had nothing to do with her job. She worked at Walmart, but a house she was renting burned down. They arrested her.
For like arson?
For arson. She was facing 20 years in prison. Jesus and Christ. Then she just like desperately wrote all these letters to any lawyer who would take her case pro bono. Was like, I'm like out of options. I'm going to go to jail if you don't help me. This lawyer, just out of the kindness of his heart, took her case and found that they were using, like I said earlier, they were using a study by the insurance company that just was provided to them. And it was bullshit. It was like based right. on faulty science.
Yeah.
And her case was thrown out, but she's still homeless from all the, you know, losing her job.
So, but they
shit.
Still didn't pay out?
I don't think they did. No. Yeah.
So they didn't pay out and she's right. destitute and has nothing.
Yeah. There's one instance. So this guy who was clearing all the claims because he was a big contractor in, I think, the Indiana area, the thing that like ultimately like caused them to really get pissed at him was this big hailstorm that had like just damaged all these people's homes and cars. And he, you know, was doing a lot of repairing and getting paid by the insurance companies. And like State Farm had an investigator like go after him on all these different fraud claims. And when they got him arrested, the State Farm guy sent around a drawing of a stick figure getting raped in prison and was like, ha, like celebrating the fact that he got this guy arrested. It turned out to be falsely accused. He was facing like a lot of jail time because of this work. And that guy who sent around that drawing like won an award for being the best like insurance fraud investigator Jesus. In the country. So it's like, this is happening. And that's like them thinking that the system is working.
I wonder if they're like, the evidence they gave was like, yeah, look, officer, I don't even know what hail is. I'm here to debate if like, right. what is hail? Like, yeah, there are these dents. I don't see where it came from.
Yeah. But I mean, it's fraud. It's just how American capitalism works.
Yeah.
And like the way that this story came about, this is one of those investigative reports where they were like, if you have a story, just like email it to us. And
right,
so
right,
they
right.
just enough people had emailed them to for them to be like, okay, it seems like there might be a thing here, because otherwise like you just don't find out about this
right
stuff.
Right, right.
It's just like a consumer advocacy story, but consumers get fucked by multi-billion dollar companies. Like they it's just such a mismatch in America, because you know, for the same reason that we're allowed to drink Mountain Dew and you know, the European Union is not, because the Pepsi Corporation has a shitload of money and
they're like, let us poison people.
Yeah, let us poison people because this thing is delicious. And
did any of these insurance companies like comment back about this? Like, did they?
Yeah, they just deny it. Yeah.
So is there any way, like, how does the pendulum swing the other way? So the insurance companies are accountable, or this is one of those things where they're like, we just need to draw people's attention to this practice.
Yeah.
It
didn't seem like they were referring to many other like mainstream media reports on this. So I think,
well, yeah, cause they're fucking commercial. These motherfuckers right. are advertising on.
Right.
Them.
So I think people need to like really kind of push for some sort of reform. Like, I think the main thing they need is, because the insurance company has been like doing this for years, and because they have so much money to pay lawyers, all 50 states have these laws where people aren't allowed to sue them if they're accused of fraud wrongly. So if your life is ruined because you made an insurance claim, there's no way to
like sue for damages.
To sue for damages at all.
The one thing that is interesting about that BuzzFeed article is that when you get to the end, it actually tells you which Harry Potter character each insurance provider is. And I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I was surprised by, you know, they're all Slytherin, it turns out.
I'm Hufflepuff.
I'm a Hufflepuff too.
That's Farmers really was sad. Hufflepuff. I fear it's going to happen to me. But
yeah, no, it can happen to literally any of us.
That sucks so bad.
Yeah.
I don't get
especially,
it.
Especially, well, you do a bit in The Office where you keep saying you got an injury at work.
Right.
And that's that could not a happen. Bit.
Well, you know, I have some investigators who may want to talk to you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Epstein bullshit and other stuff.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
And we're back, and more Epstein news. This story just every day, there's something just incredible and outrageous. The latest is that he was just sitting in a meeting room with his lawyers for 8 hours a day just because he didn't want to be in his cell. Most other people, you could maybe get an hour with your lawyer, but it was a scarce resource, like getting this meeting room. And you know, there were only two meeting rooms where
There were two meeting rooms for that section of the prison. I think there's 10 in a different one, but for SHU, special housing unit, there's only two.
Yeah, there are only two. And like, so people were being turned away from having like people who needed to actually meet with their lawyer.
Well, they'd be like, oh yeah, well, you're going to have to wait for the other one. And there's like a 2-hour wait.
Right.
And so the lawyer would just have to sit there and wait.
And one of the one of the lawyers for another inmate who like witnessed this, reported a very young, pretty woman being one of the people who sat with him in the locked room.
Like, yeah.
That was his attorney?
They think she might have been like a first year associate or something.
She was very young. They said she was in brunch attire. They were like, she didn't necessarily look like she was like dressed
brunch
up
attire.
I don't know. They were like just very casual. That's how they describe it.
It's a weird bourgeois like dig.
Right.
It's only,
yeah.
They were in brunch attire. I don't think they were a lawyer.
But they said she could have been
wasn't
a
first
year associate.
Right. Like a lawyer.
She wasn't carrying any files or anything. Like it was just weird.
Right.
Oh, boy.
And apparently though, so like David Patton, who's executive director of the Federal Defenders of the New York, which is like a nonprofit that does, you know, like low cost or free legal representation for people.
Mm-hmm.
He said it's very unusual and that 80% of all federal defendants are represented by his office or assigned private attorneys who are paid statutory amounts and they're sitting there waiting. And that's basically just like our taxpayer dollars.
Right.
Right.
Paying
on top so of that it. Jeffrey Epstein can just like chill with a pretty woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's this every day. There's like always a new piece, and then Ghislaine or whatever.
Ghislaine.
Yeah.
I remember at first people were like, she's cooped up in Massachusetts or something.
Oh, that was me.
Right. But that's what a lot of the reporting was. And then she just emerged at an In-N-Out.
Yeah. So
well,
she apparently
really good.
She left. She left that Boston mansion that we thought she was at apparently a month ago, and now she's been in L.A. And was eating an In-N-Out burger,
just chilling.
Hey, speaking of burgers, where's the best place to get a burger in your state? You can find out on TripAdvisor.
That was a great ad.
I know, that sounded like an ad, didn't it? So TripAdvisor used user feedback to publish an article of where to get the best burger in every state.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's funny is, even these states I've been to, I've never been to these places. So California's is Pearls. In San Francisco?
I've
haven't been
never
there. Is
been.
That good? You've been there?
I've never
You're from
been.
The Bay? No?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Oh, what else? What else? Jack, you've lived in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Did you go to Mad Mike's Burgers and Fries?
In Newport? No.
You've been to
Massachusetts?
Flipside and Columbus? Look, I'm just going to read a couple off, and Zyke, you tell me if these are real, okay? And if it is that good. Arizona's G's Burgers. I don't know. Connecticut Gold Burgers. Summer House in Delaware. Florida. Brooks Gourmet Burgers and Dogs, the Midtown Grill in Clarksville, Georgia.
Black Iron Burger on 38th Street in New York City. West 38th is New York's best burger.
Have you been there?
I have not.
I like in Iowa City, Shorts Burger and Shine. So far, I like that name the best. That feels like a good thing to me.
Burger and Shine?
Yeah.
Like you can get a shoe shine there?
Maybe. Or moonshine? No, probably shoeshine.
Nah.
I like that. Yeah, just a really diverse business. Just have a really good burger and also, you know, have someone, you know, spiff up your penny loafers, your wingtips.
Mm.
It kind of makes me feel better that, like, all the burger places are places that we've never heard of, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you don't know what you're missing out on?
Yeah, but also just, like, knowing that it's not like a chain, you know?
Right.
That'd
it
be
would
wild
be
if
funny,
they're
yeah.
like the best
Alaska,
burger you
McDonald's.
Can get.
Yeah.
Like TGI Fridays.
Right. Well, one of the images, it looks like a Chili's is like one of the places, but I guess that's just their paper that they're in the food basket.
We got a health alert, guys.
Mm.
There is a mysterious health problem happening. It appears to be like a lung infection, but it ends up leaving people on ventilators. They have reported in 8 states so far, including California. And the only thing that they can trace it back to, the only shared thing that all the people have in common is vaping.
That's bad news for Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
As we discussed last week with his horrifying cloud he blows out.
I don't believe it because vaping's sick.
Vaping's tight as fuck.
Yeah, right.
So
I don't know, dude. That's
prove
like,
it. You know?
How many cases are we talking, dude?
Anna, why aren't you reading your comment from the doc on the story?
That was a bit.
How many cases are we? You think there are?
It's only a handful, but it's still.
And also, like, how many of them like had sick ass cars?
That's true. And like
AirPods too.
Probably had like girlfriends because they looked so cool doing it.
Yeah. Those. Yeah. You know.
I bet they had sleeve tattoos too.
Oh, sick.
Hell yeah.
No, if you have a sleeve tattoo, that actually protects you from a lot of lung issues.
Oh, yeah. So you want to get one.
Yeah, dude.
Danny Masterson is being sued. Speaking of vaping, Danny Masterson, I just have to assume, the dude from That 70s Show, Hyde was his name, I think. The guy with the sunglasses and curly hair.
Sex crim.
Yeah. And he's being sued by four women. He allegedly sexually assaulted. This case is brought... because the defendant, Masterson, was trying to cover up, you know, these sexual assaults and basically intimidated these four women.
Isn't Scientology implicated in this too?
Scientology is also implicated. They went after these people's families when they accused him of sexual assault. So, you know, Scientology may not be as cool as we all thought it was.
Yeah, I thought Danny Masterson was just like... already like facing justice, but I guess the only thing that happened was like he was kicked off the ranch on Netflix,
right?
Or what we call justice in this country.
Yeah,
and he wasn't getting his DJ gigs,
right?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, that really fucked with that bar mitzvah that I was planning.
Your DJ,
yeah, DJ Danny Masterson.
DJ hashtag me too.
I don't know if I even want to do this next story. It really fucks me up. But guys, we're apparently not allowed to put Q-tips in our ears anymore.
We've known that forever.
I know. So I've been hearing that. Like,
but
it's been a small background like chatter.
Because that's... you can't hear it due to all the wax buildup from using a Q-tip as you impact it more in your ear.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, that's like the thing that came out that we were like, no.
Yeah.
Like, it's the thing we're like, okay, doctors.
Right. I remember, wasn't flossing the other one where it's like, you know, it's fine. And people are like, well, we're still doing it.
Wait, really?
Yeah, there was a whole thing about
flossing,
like wasn't, you know, it was beneficial, but not in the way that like the dental industry was telling us.
So there's a Gizmodo article called "Is Cleaning Your Ears with Cotton Swabs Really That Dangerous?" I'm going to be honest with you. I fully clicked on that because I expected the answer to be like, nah, the way the headline's written.
Right.
You're expecting it to be like, no, it's actually fine. It's not as bad. And
they're nope. Like, it is.
There's a real life horror tale that they start things off, kick things off with, because a woman, her skull got infected from basically using a Q-tip improperly. They're just like, you should never, ever stick anything
into your head.
Yeah. Your ears are incredibly delicate. Like, compared to your other bodily orifices, and you just like aren't supposed to be putting anything in there. Also, don't fuck with ear candling. Apparently, that's not good.
Why is it not good?
I think just generally, it's like it can puncture your eardrum.
What does ear candling do?
It's like you put a candle in your ear, and the like lit end basically like pulls, like creates like a suction, I think.
Yeah, it draws earwax out.
You
see it? I saw it the first time like in like India or something.
That's crazy. I don't even know anything about that. I thought I was going deaf in college, but it was just a wax buildup in one of my ears.
Had you been
Q-tipping?
I mean, probably. I'm a normal person.
Yeah.
I'm a human being.
You don't use pens?
No.
So it had been impacted in there.
I don't know, but it was really weird, and they had to use one of those like those water guns in my ear.
Right, right.
Oh, really?
Well, first they had me put...
mineral oil or something?
No, like is it vitamin E? The fish oil?
I don't know.
Those like fish oil tablets, they prescribed it to me. They were like, pop them open and then pour those in your ear.
Oh, right, really?
Because it'll soften it up.
Yeah, and then it created up... It turned into my... the wax into a giant wax ball.
Ooh.
And then I came back a week later and they like... power shot my ear with like a water gun.
Yeah, pressure washer. Something you can do at home, guys. Just fire a pressure washer into
your
ear.
It was pretty intense.
Fire if you have a gas powered.
It came out and the wax ball was so big.
Really?
It
was
Did you
like
save it?
It's in a glass case in
Thank
my home
you.
On a mantle.
For history.
But it was it was insane. I was like, how is that in my ear? And my doctor was like, next. So I didn't really get an answer.
No, as I was reading it, I was like, damn, is this true? And then a lot of people are like, yeah, like if some people, like they say, just simply the water rushing from a shower
will
help take it out. And also the way your skin grows in your ear can like actually just bring the wax out naturally.
Right. Yeah, they say like the movement of your jaw from like talking and chewing gently like kind of works the wax out of your ear.
What about grinding your teeth while you sleep? Does that help?
I don't know.
I actually still use Q-tips and...
No, I do too.
I'll like, die with a Q-tip in my
ear. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to stop.
I'm telling you,
even despite
thing.
This, right. Tattoo Jack's skull infection. Right.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's one skull infection and hours of pleasure. So,
what is it pleasurable for you to clean
yeah,
yours?
It's really pleasurable.
Mine's
for me.
Strictly yeah, business. Man.
Strictly
I'm not getting no pleasure.
You fucking no music on, no nothing. You do it in the dark. You're like, nah, I'm in, I'm fucking out. But yeah, it was weird to like read from numerous like health things where it's like, yeah, I mean, you could, but if they're saying if your wax buildup is like pretty significant, then yeah, going to a doctor is probably the best option to like protect yourself. But
yeah,
it's just like, I don't go to the doctor for a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
I know that
this seems like number
that,
one.
That arm wound is starting to stink, dude.
Yeah.
If you guys could see it.
In Japan, though, like the
arm is starting to stink.
It's like really big.
It's getting pretty cheesy, dude.
Woo.
Like in Japan, you use like a bamboo pick.
Oh,
so,
really?
So like, yeah, like where it looks like a fucking like Coke spoon, basically, and like that's how you.
That sounds
you
wonderful.
Take your earwax.
That's
out.
Safer than a Q-tip.
No, that's
oh,
like
Jesus.
I feel like that. Like if
don't
you fuck
put
up,
anything in
like
your ear
just,
is what
you could fully fuck your ear. And I remember my mom when I was a kid. Whenever she would try and clean my ear with that, I was like, nah, like I didn't
right.
like it because it was so, I could hear it just like fucking scraping in my ear. And then she's like, American people have different earwax than Asian people. She's like, you have your dad's earwax. I'm like, what the fuck? Okay.
Well, there are different types of earwax,
yeah, like,
but I don't think it's racial. I think
yeah,
it's
well,
just,
look, you know, it's old timey racism. Right. We should
do a segment called Mom Myths.
Yeah.
Right.
Like things your mom told you.
Old
like,
wives'
fuck.
Tales.
Yeah. And dads too, like weird
yeah.
stuff.
But yeah, wet versus dry. Earwax doesn't matter. You're not supposed to clean it out, and I will continue to do so and probably go deaf. Okay, and finally, we got to talk about pumpkin spice spam. It's a thing. God help us all.
Wait, what?
Spam?
Spam that's fucking pumpkin spice flavored?
Yeah, Spam, the company that makes artificial ham, wet ham. I think that's the tagline.
Spam.
Artificial
it's like
wet
ham.
I just got to report, we lost all our listeners in Hawaii.
Oh, I love Spam. That's why I'm upset, actually, because fucking I love fried Spam.
Right.
But pumpkin, how do you even square that with
yeah.
the flavor?
Apparently, it's a mixture. It tastes a little like breakfast sausage, like that salty, sweet, meatiness.
Okay.
But yeah, it's... You know, some people are looking at this as proof that we have a problem with pumpkin spice. Like, we have a pumpkin spice problem.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not... I think it's just maybe a fad, but I don't know if it's going to go away.
It's been here for a while.
Slowly, yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's crescendoing, but will it peak and then taper off? Or are we just going to... Is it going to hockey stick at some point and we're going to be in spice... world.
Pumpkin Spice World. Spice World, one of my favorite movies.
Oh, I love it. Especially when the aliens come down.
Oh, so
great,
good.
Great bit.
Spoiler alert.
What there's even a study that says that pumpkin spice, like the pumpkin spice smell is actually arousing to men. They did like a sensory test.
Uh-oh, DJ Daniel.
And found that I think pizza made people hard. Like this is literally how it's described. I think that's actually how our writer described it.
Oh.
But made people hard 5% of the time. Pumpkin spice was the other scent. I think bacon 10%. Pumpkin spice 40% of the time.
Wait, what do you mean hard? Like they're like you sit there with a flaccid dick and they hold a fucking latte under your nose and you're like. What about this pizza?
That is the sound. in the late 90s, Dr. Hirsch set out to investigate the impact of ambient olfactory stimuli upon sexual response in the human male measuring penile blood flow on smelling different fragrances. It turns out the men were aroused by every scent. Not shocking.
Oh, fucking cornball.
Though not equally. Only 5% of men got hard from this. So this is the actual description in BTR today. Got hard from the scent of cheese pizza. 6% pitched a tent for peppermint, while 40% saluted all-American pumpkin pie, particularly in combination with lavender and donuts. So this makes sense to me, which is a weird thing to say, but I am incredibly aroused by pumpkin. No, it makes sense to me because, so there's this study where they looked at the highest preponderance of birthdays, and it's 9 months after Christmas.
Hey.
And the theory that I have formulated is that Christmas is basically, you know, naturally a holiday, like even without all the religious connotations, because it's the human mating season. It's the time that like we're driven indoors by the weather and it being like the middle of the winter. And so it kind of makes sense that a scent that we culturally have like sort of grafted onto our mating period would be like tapping into like this cultural part of our brain that like we can't deny. And there's like black market trade of pumpkin spice now.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
People are
what's the need for a black
because,
market?
Because they're trading like big jugs of the,
like syrup,
the syrup. Yeah. A black market for pumpkin spice syrup has formed on eBay, where devotees sell jugs of the viscous flavoring for as much as $100. So, I mean, it's not a black market.
For people who are
trading.
Really, yeah. It's not like, Bitcoin. It's like, we got to use like Bitcoin to buy this shit on the Silk Road. I just like the idea that like all scents arouse the men. It's like, an old tire, your mother's grave. And it's like, I don't know.
Well, I'm sure they were like showing them something.
Porn with it?
Yeah, porn with it. And then it was like this made them like more aroused or something. Like the combination. I'm assuming, because it can't just be that they like put peppermint under people's nose and they were like, boing.
But I just do like, to me, that's the funniest image. Just like people in lab coats and just dudes in like smocks, like sitting down and they're like, all right, and this? Also, so then now if you ever see like a dude order a pumpkin spice latte, look at him very suspiciously.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You're like having trouble in the bedroom?
Mm.
You doing it because you're part of the 40%?
Or maybe, you know, maybe it's not trouble. Maybe it's just added, you know, he's a freak.
Yeah.
He's a freak.
He likes the girls with the boom. He once got busy in a Starbucks bathroom. Anna, it's been a pleasure having you.
Mm-hmm.
As always, mm-hmm. you don't seem like you believe me. Where can
I'm
people find you?
Here,
yes, you are. But even more than ever, having you on mic the whole time is a treat. Where can
it's
people
a
find you?
It's a Q-tip in the ear.
Yeah, a little
a necessary evil.
It's a Q-tip in the urethra.
Anna, where can people find you? And is there a tweet you've been enjoying? Go.
I am on Twitter at Anna Hosnia, AnnaHosnieh. Follow me for a live tweet of everything corny jacked up. Just joking. I'm not joking.
Really,
if you want to follow.
So it's great because you talk shit about me, which is fine because we work next to each other and you're allowed to. But then everybody, all these strangers pile on and they're like, what's Jack saying in this picture?
What's he shit in his pants? Well, you don't know me.
Right. There was actually some good ones of people being like, the thing you need to say about the coal gas study.
Right.
When I worked at Crack.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, guys.
We're creating a toxic atmosphere, Anna.
Let's be nice. Is there a tweet you've been enjoying?
There was a really great one that Andy Beckerman tweeted where it's Bernie Sanders and Cardi B, and he tweeted, it's like me and his wonderful fiance Naomi Ekperigin in 2 years, and he's Bernie Sanders and Naomi is Cardi B. And it's so spot on because, you know.
Yeah, they're a great, great couple who you can hear hosting Couples Therapy on this very network.
And I liked another one by Nicole Byer retweeted the NBC Washington talking about how a former Navy SEAL is training dogs to basically attack school shooters. Like, they run towards the sound of gunfire and they're not distracted by people and they can take down the shooter. And she retweeted and wrote, LOL, how about gun control?
Miles, where can people find you and what's a tweet you've been enjoying?
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. A tweet I like is from Molly Lambert, and it was, she's been talking a lot about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood on Twitter, and she said, Tarantino fanboys Manson-splaining in my mentions, please go away.
Oh, wow.
Dude, Manson-splaining. You gotta know about him, man. Like, right. His racism was like, sort of, anyway.
You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. A tweet I've been enjoying. Somebody said, I swear nothing in this whole entire world smells better than the person you love. And Anderson at XV King tweeted, have you ever walked by a Cinnabon? and then not clickbait at Crayola Wanderer. Tweeted, everyone gets one famous Scientologist they're allowed to pretend isn't really a Scientologist in order to fully and purely enjoy their work. And I think that is fair.
Who's yours?
Probably Elizabeth Moss.
Hmm.
How about you?
Beck.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Anna, Danny Masterson.
I'm going to say Tom Cruise. Just joking. Right. I don't care about anybody.
Yeah, Tom Cruise might be mine, actually.
The fuck? Why would you steal mine?
Okay. I'm sorry.
He's my Scientologist I give a pass to.
You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. We link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Miles.
Yeah, it's Monday. You know, let's get our necks snapping.
Mm.
And make more money for the machine, shall we? And take our brain force pills. But this track is by Weevil, W-E-V-A-L. We played a track of his, I think, last week, but a lot of these tracks are really good. And this track is called The Wait.
I thought we were going to let Anna sing one of her improvised songs about how her family is missing.
Oh, yeah, Anna, did you want to do
not
a live?
Improvise?
People don't know the. We have a lot of office bits that people don't know about. And it's not even a bit that
yeah,
we
this
do.
This wasn't a bit.
It's a thing Anna always does is talks about how her family's missing.
Every time she sings a song, it ends
I
up being about.
I deal with my trauma.
Yeah, with song.
With song, and sometimes it comes out, like, details come out that, you know, aren't people
missing and I can't find them.
My family's been missing for years.
Oh, yeah, that's
what
it is.
I've
been missing for years.
Okay, and that's just kind of, I deal with it.
Yeah, that's just ambient around the office. That's what you hear.
I do think about that a lot.
You really do.
Well, we hope we find them.
Yes.
And it's funny. You're
Google search. Where's my family?
Yeah, right. Like, ooh. Yeah, I think you might have to be more specific. But it's like, you're like the dude from Australia's Got Talent. Like, he uses dance to blow steam off.
Yeah.
You use right. song.
I use song and feather dancing.
Yeah, but I love true. The idea that that's how you, like, deal with it, is just quietly singing a song. We're like, oh, my gosh.
I haven't seen them in years.
Should I tell the police or not?
Yes.
I actually never involve law enforcement.
Yeah,
no,
it's
yeah.
always
it's
kind
always,
of like a vigilante.
It's always
sort
a, take,
of.
On a taken own. Situation.
Yeah, hell yeah. It's like, nah, the law failed.
Like, I
me.
Have to deal with it on my
yeah.
own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's because of that one time I made that, like, fraud insurance claim.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's
yeah,
been
yeah.
very tight. I really cannot deal with law
that
enforcement.
That fake claim that your family
yeah, they will use that against you. They will use that against you, by the way. All right, so we're going to ride out on the original song that Miles was talking about. We will be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast, and we'll talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, no, that didn't record.
Something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.